birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel, and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
Thank you to the great Lonnie Perkins. What a way to be introduced on Friday night. Kind of the best night, really, because you think about it. You made it through. You are here, baby. You have made it. The weekend awaits. And that's one of the reasons why we look to have so much fun on Fridays, and why I've asked my fun Friday partner in crime to join us, because Christine Nicholas knows how to have fun in New York. I would say better than anybody else. Like, that's her specialty. How to know what to do in the city is what she's branded, basically. And Christine, always lovely to have you with us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin McCullough. Always great to be with you on a Friday evening. So what's going on, Kevin?
As soon as we get done here, I just want you to be aware of this, because this will make you feel good, because you're such a fan of the restaurants. I'm walking out of the studio as soon as we're off the air. I'm ushering the lovely bride. We are going out for a night of hospitality in one of the newly open places that's hard to get reservations for. So we're excited. We're going to be enjoying it tonight. I hope everybody in New York is, because last night, just yesterday, the CDC said, hey, you got the vaccine, you're good to go. Indoor, outdoor, big crowds, small crowds, it doesn't matter. Just get out and have fun. And then, of course, Governor Cuomo and Murphy had to come along today and say, well, I don't know, we may not be going along with this CDC guidance. Christine, they were side of CDC the entire way through. Why would they change now?
I don't know. I guess masks mean more than protection, right? Apparently, masks have some kind of political connotation, which, as a mom, as somebody who was just worried about getting the coronavirus, they told me to put the mask on. I put the mask on. I obey the rules. I didn't realize that, you know, if you didn't wear a mask, you were a rebel, you were a conservative or whatever. And now if you do wear a mask, it's just so mind-boggling. Follow the science and data. I trust Fauci. Okay. So, and I got to tell you, Kevin, I was in the city on Wednesday walking down Fifth Avenue. I took the mask off to make a phone call, and I got the worst, like, stares. Okay.
Did a woke skull give you trouble? Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, then what a difference a day makes, right? Now people are like waving the masks. There's still about good 50% in Manhattan that are wearing the masks. I think people are just comfortable with them. And you do have to wear them when you're on mass transit still. So I think we still have a ways to go. But boy, am I glad that we're moving in the right direction.
Well, on Wednesday, I had a couple of meetings prior to my broadcast with John Catsimatidis, which I do every Wednesday. And so I was in Midtown, you know, between 35th and 48th in that area. I probably walked 30 blocks between these two meetings and then cycling back and everything. And I just took it off and I just walked without it, because it's outdoors. The science says if you're outdoors, there's almost zero chance of any transmission of it. But I'm also protected. I've got the antibodies. I know that not everybody does, but I feel good about that. So I'm just gonna live my life. And same thing. I got like the side eyes from people, like, "Oh, who do you think you are?" And I'm like, "Yep, it's a beautiful day." I mean, you maybe remember what the weather was like on Wednesday. It was almost like today. It was gorgeous. And these are the days you live for, New York. Like, this is the kind of time you're supposed to want to get out and walk the sidewalk. There's plenty of days in February and in August that you don't want to do that at all. Enjoy May, because it's kind of the perfect month.
It is. And it's before we're going to get sweaty in those masks, right? Think about
exactly.
It. Last summer.
Well, thank goodness they're going to be gone. So we just got to get, you know, the governors to agree to it now. And I think that's going to come. I think there's too many people that are too excited about what the CDC said for any governor to sit back and go, I don't know. I think we're going to like keep them locked down a little more. I think that's just the death knell.
Yeah, the only concern that I would have, Kevin, and I don't know how this plays out, is people that don't have the vaccine and, you know, they were planning on getting the vaccine maybe. I don't know if they're incentivized to get it now, you know, because you know, what do you think? You don't have to wear the mask. People aren't going to know whether or not you're vaccinated. Do you think people are still going to go get it?
Well, I think that the way that should be played out is, look, if I get the vaccine, I'm protected. And that's why I get the vaccine. If I'm worried about being protected, I'm going to go get the vaccine. If I don't get the vaccine and I want to run the risk of that, you know, 1 in 10 chance of being exposed to somebody at some point and possibly getting it, that's on me as well. But now we've got therapies and all kinds of treatments and everything else. I mean, we're not losing people because these vaccines are working the way they're supposed to, and the therapeutics are working the way they're supposed to. We learned not to intubate people, but to give them oxygen in the other way that they can get it. Like, we've learned so much now. And you know, I had Dr. Sapphire on the show on Wednesday, and she said, Kev, when you think about it, 61%, so better than 6 out of 10 adults in America have had at least the first shot. You have some immunity after shot one. If you don't go back and get shot two, that's kind of on you. But at least even if you get it, you're gonna get a lesser case of it and probably be okay. But you combine that 60% with the people that had the asymptomatic version of the virus and all of the zero prevalence studies that are out there. There are millions of people that have actual immunity that they didn't get from the vaccine. So we are probably, in her estimation, we are probably above herd immunity limitations now. And she was, I mean, typical Nicole, she was still like not satisfied yesterday. She wanted the CDC to say unmask the kids because they really are not at risk. And yeah, we're still masking them. But hey, I'll take a win where it is. And Christine, for our purposes here, for New York City, to have no limitations on being indoors, I can go stand at a bar, I can have dinner, we can go out, we can go to the shows. Like, this is going to have a huge impact on what we can do in the city.
Right. Remember, though, with the restaurants, there's still limitations, right? Only 75% in a restaurant, but they do have the outdoor dining, which, you know, as beautiful as the weather is right now, why wouldn't you want to sit outside, you know? So, but hopefully we're moving towards that. I mean, the governor had said a while back, if you remember, he said May 19th is when everything's going to be open. You know, and de Blasio
5 days
said earlier,
away.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are. So they must have known something about the timing.
Yeah, well, at May 19th, I think we will be at 100%. And now with the CDC guidance leaning in this direction, it's got to be feeling more than just the opposite of where we were a year ago. Like, there's truly hope at the end of this tunnel in what we're looking at. Speaking of which, we've got a lot to talk about on tonight's show. Michael Burke is going to join us, and he is with the Statue Cruises here in the city. You know, everybody saw the headline from the weekend of what happened in Times Square, and our hearts just melted and also kind of beat with pride when we saw that NYPD officer pick up that girl and run her to safety. I mean, it's in one moment you had this sad calamity and this immense, like, that's New York right there thing all happened. We're going to talk with him about some of the elements of what we need to know about the Statue of Liberty and the cruises that are now getting back into play. And I've got some questions for him, Christine, because cruises are the last thing that are coming back here in the States. They're taking ports of call in the Caribbean. They're going to take ports of call for Europeans only in Europe, but they're going to let them do that. But New York doesn't get any. And, you know, if Queen Mary's not, you know, parked at bay in the Hudson River, like, it doesn't still feel like New York to me. So we're going to have to figure out what's going on there. And then later in the show, we're going to discuss the impact of the mayor's race, which they've had now a few debates between at least a portion of the 39,000 people that are running for mayor and who among them is starting to stand out. And what are they saying, not just about anything and everything, but about New York City and tourism and bringing us back and making sure that we are the city that we've always been in that regard? Because, you know, that's what this show at least in this iteration of it, is focusing on. So glad you're with us. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. When we come back, we will get into that Times Square incident, what happened, and why it might not have, there's some negative fallout that didn't need to happen as a result of that. We'll get into all of that. And then before we're done, Christine's got our weekend hotspots for us. All the stuff you need to know if you hadn't filled up your agenda yet that you can get out and go do. We'll do that before we're done as well. Kevin McCullough, Christine Nicholas, it's Friday night. It's Radio Night Live.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Eric Metaxas believes the facade is falling.
The world has gone insane. The world's always been insane, but the veneer is coming off. If you're somebody who believes in the Bible, you understand we're living in a fallen world and that everything being nice is just kind of camouflage for what's underneath, which is, spoiler alert, sin and death.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
That's the Hot Sardines, and what I love about them, you talk about people that love New York, All they do is 20s and 30s swing, and that when they shot their last three videos, they came to New York City and shot them all in New York subways. Very, very cool. And to have like a full like 20 swing set, you know, sitting there in the getting off the A line, you know, and you hear them filling the hallways. Very, very cool. Anyway, welcome to Friday. It's Radio Not Live. Glad to have you with us. Christine, you and I were talking before the show. Christine Nicholas is with us on Fridays. And we were talking about the kind of immense tragedy that occurred in Times Square. Now, thankfully, I don't think anybody died from the shooting. So no. we can say that's one good thing that's come of it. Though there were three tourists that ended up getting plinked by this guy that was mad at his brother and shooting him, evidently, in the middle of Times Square. And when we're in this stage of trying to bring the city back and going, okay, everything's good, let's get going, you know, this thing hits the front page and television screens across the country. What was your reaction when you saw it?
Well, having been there when I was at City Hall, we've been through similar situations, but I was listening to the press conference with the police commissioner, and, you know, I knew the story was unfolding. I was following it. But then he said incorrectly that this tourist from Rhode Island was in town, and she said she shouldn't have been even in Times Square because she should have been at the Statue of Liberty, but because it was closed due to COVID. Whoa. Statue of Liberty is not closed. It has not been closed since July. I mean, it's been open since July. So we then had to hop on just about every reporter, every station to let them know that that was an error. Let the police commissioner know. You know, remember Chief Monahan was with us last week, who is an amazing guy. I texted him right away and he said he got it. He's like, oh boy, this is the last thing we need. It's bad enough that this is unfolding in front of the world, but then to have the most treasured national icon. So, you know, but we have the guy with us tonight that runs Statue Cruises, right?
Well,
he's the guy that runs the ferry, Mike Burke, the COO. And so I'm sure his Saturday night must have been very rocking.
Mike, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us. What was your reaction when you heard the tourist say that? I mean, she didn't know she was speaking out of school, maybe, but certainly something had to go through your mind at the moment.
Well, good evening, Chris and Kevin. You know, certainly, you know, I know they're in the heat of the moment, and maybe the rest of the sentence was it's closed for the evening. That might have been more apt, but, you know, the statue's not open all night long. But, you know, we've been open since July 20th, Liberty Island, and Ellis Island opened soon thereafter in August. And you know, we've seen some very low visitation, but today we did almost 3,000 people, and and tomorrow we'll probably do 5,000. Sounds like a big number, but spread out through the day, three boat rides, two islands, two museums. It's idyllic, and this is a great time, just like all the New York sites and museums, for people to visit. I mean, this is a chance for a lifetime to avoid crowds and see something that perhaps they haven't seen in years or have never visited.
And you've got such good weather working in your favor this week, Mike. That's one of the reasons why I'd love for people to get. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't make up our mind. Are we going to be in winter forever, or are we going to have a really nice spring? And the last few days have been enormous. You said 3,000 today. Take us back to 2019, the year before COVID. What would a May 14th have averaged pre-pandemic?
This Friday, 2 years ago, we would have been looking at 12 to 14,000 people.
Wow. So we've got some work to do.
We've got a long ways to go, yeah.
We do. But that said, you know, doing 20 to 22% of prior norm, it sounds abysmal. But, you know, there were times back in October, November, we did 5% of the prior year. I mean, that's a lonely boat.
Or it's a safe boat because you can socially distance, right? Come on, we got to put the positive spin on this.
Right? That's an excellent point, because right now we're not holding back. Everyone's wearing masks. There's no compliance issue. Everybody's happy to be socially distant. Half the boat is open deck. You're outdoors. We clean the boat after every trip. There's cleaning protocols that are much more vigorous than they would have been 2 or 3 years ago, and visitors love it, and they understand why we're doing it, and they appreciate it.
And I just heard the good news today, Mike, that they have increased, or they're going to increase, the capacity for the museum. They have a brand new museum there. And I think, what are they moving it up to now?
I believe to 75%. And in fact, we're increasing the capacity on the boat because we expect that ridership and visitation will certainly increase through Memorial Day. And then by July 4th, I mean, from the president's lips to God's ears, we could be much closer to normal than we are now.
I think that's the watershed, right? If we can start to get at least by summer, because even with the CDC's guidance yesterday, that alone infused a ton of positivity. I don't know if you're on social media at all during the day or anything, but man, people were just like, Christine and Mike, they're just dying to get out and live life again and to just breathe in some fun. And the slightest little bit of hope is like setting off a firecracker. It really worked.
I agree. And this week is, for me, I take the commuter rail, then the subway, then the ferry. And all the way in on my commute is much different than it was the week before and certainly the past 7 months. There's just more people. There are more people out in New York City and on the subways and on the trains. So it's all trending correctly.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was on 7th Avenue near Penn Station last week, and it was really a rush hour. I mean, people were actually rushing to get to Penn Station, and it was delightful, quite frankly. I was in Grand Central on Wednesday.
People running through Grand Central again, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I took a photo when I got into Grand Central on Wednesday morning for my staff, and I said, hey, I've never been happier to see a line at Starbucks. We're getting there. We're getting there. Mike, tell us how we go to the Statue of Liberty. How would sure. one get there?
So we have the QR code. When you get there, you can go online. We have a ticket booth within Castle Clinton. Castle Clinton's at Battery Park near the Staten Island Ferry in Pier A. It's at the foot of Manhattan. Boats leave beginning at 9:30 until 3:30. The park doesn't close till 5:15, so you have a full day. There's no specific time. You can stay for an hour, or you can stay all day. So the first leg of the trip is to go to the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island. You disembark, a self-guided tour. There's an audio program that you can listen to. And they have a brand-new museum, as Christine correctly points out, spectacular, just award-winning. Then after you've exhausted yourself on Liberty Island, you get on for a second boat ride. You go to Ellis Island, which is a terrific icon. And again, a beautiful museum, three stories, wide open space, beautiful grounds. And then when you've had enough for this trip, you take a third boat ride back to Manhattan. And the view is spectacular as you cross New York Harbor.
As someone who's done quite a few harbor cruises for corporate events and other things, I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite ways to spend an evening or a day. Mike, let me ask you this. Before COVID, my bride, who loves to read about social and entertainment stuff, and she's always up on restaurants and food and all that kind of stuff, she was telling me about a series of events, or maybe one or two events, that are held on Liberty Island each year that are food-related or thematic in the way they are. And Christine, I don't know if you or Mike would be the expert on whether or not they're going to take place this year, even in a modified form, but let's talk about what some of those things are if we can. And when we come back, I also want to know more, Mike, a little bit about your story, because I know your connection to New York is far and above that of just the average person, with your dad having formerly been a public servant as well. So we'll get into this and more. It's Friday night. It's Radio Night Live. We're coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. During pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later, slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have generally clear skies on this Friday evening. It is 70 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, there are signs the New York City real estate market is on the rebound. Let's get more from Bob Brown.
It's a mixed bag for New York City landlords as more renters are signing new leases. However, monthly rent is down sharply. New leases are at a 12-year high, indicating people are coming back into the city after fleeing during the COVID pandemic. That said, the median rent for a New York City apartment fell to just over $2,700 a month, representing the largest decline in 13 years. Monthly rents are down 21% when compared to a year ago in the heart of the pandemic, and down 6% since just last month. Bob Brown, NBC News Radio, New York.
The NYPD says they've arrested four suspects following an early morning string of slashings and stabbings within a subway. James Flippin has the latest.
The incidents all occurred within a 15-minute span, give or take, around 4:30 in the morning. Commissioner Dermot Shea praising the quick work of the First Transit District, noting the importance of getting descriptions out early.
Utilization of the MTA's cameras and immediately getting out pictures of those perpetrators so that this could all come together in a short period of time.
Assistant Chief Jason Wilcox says a cop on patrol noticed suspects matching the description.
As the suspects exited the train, they were taken into custody without incident.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, James. Taking a look at the traffic. Finally, good news with the GW Bridge coming into the city. Still some volume across both levels, but there are no delays now in the toll plaza. The Lincoln Tunnel heading towards Manhattan down to about a 5 to 10-minute delay, 20 minutes outbound. The inbound Holland Tunnel about 10 minutes. The outbound side about a 30-minute jam. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 57. Sunshine tomorrow and Sunday, high both days right around 70 degrees. Then partly sunny on Monday with a high of 65. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Christine Nicholas, and Mike Burke all with you tonight. We're talking statue cruises. We're talking about the wonderfully open Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island and the wonderful experience that you can have there. And Christine, never leave me to set up the theoretical question that my wife may have been asking me about, because I will usually smash the details into oblivion. I evidently had the wrong island, wrong event, wrong, everything was wrong that I was asking. But to,
it's all good.
To my point, there are reasons why people should go, even if they've been before. What are some of them?
Well, I think I'll leave it to Mike, but I do know that personally, I like to go and take the late boat, which is about 3 o'clock, with my family. They do have food service out at Liberty Island and also at Ellis. And we really have the island to ourselves. And we can have a beautiful dinner that they serve, you know, wine, beer, great food, and the kids can just run and roam, and it's really delightful. Mike, what's your favorite time to go to the island, and how should others do that?
Me, it's 7 a.m. when I get to work. But the but there have been events on the island. They've staged an unplanned that I'm aware of yet this summer, because things are loosening up perhaps a little more quickly now than had been anticipated. But back in 2019, they had 10 of the signature pizza parlor and restaurant, the famous ones from New York, New Jersey, and Westchester, and they set up little pavilions on Ellis Island. It was a free tasting. They've done that with ice cream. Oh. They've done it with hot dogs, you know, all the iconic, you know, foods of New York.
Yeah, but New York pizza. I'm getting hungry now, Mike.
And then they have had some of the on Ellis Island, because they've got this gigantic space. They have had televised baking and restaurant exhibitions, if you will, and contests. Those were a couple of years ago, though. So your wife probably does recall that there were quite a number of televised events over the years. No question.
Yeah. Well, and she reads the food magazines, and Christine was telling me that there was an event on Governor's Island that was probably the event she was thinking of, and I think she's probably right on
Could
that.
Could be.
But, yeah. So, you know, I think, Christine, you've talked before about if we're going to see New York tourism come back, we've got to get the low-hanging fruit in first, and that means people that are in the area that haven't been to Ellis Island or Liberty Island for a while, you need to refresh yourself on the experience. And then when your relatives and friends come to town, because everybody has friends and relatives that come to New York,
right,
get them out there and take them all over again.
Yeah, and you also, I think, if you have kids, you know, the kids have not had a school trip in 2 years. They're not having school trips. So you almost have to make it your responsibility to educate your children and take them to Ellis Island or the statue. But, you know, even if you don't want to do that, Mike Burke, Statue Cruises was recently, they had some news that City Cruises, there's a merger, it's a huge company, and they've got some other boat options on the harbor. So, what else can we book this summer?
So in addition to Liberty and Ellis Island, where the museums have been refreshed, and in fact, the Liberty Island Museum was relocated from within the pedestal of the statue to a brand new, fabulous, state-of-the-art facility. Statue Cruises affiliates run, City Experiences run out of Pier 15, Chelsea Piers, and numerous other locations of the Bateau. Elegant dining, cocktail hours, all of that's back.
So, and Kevin, that's what Hudson, Amy would love, by the way. Amy would love Bateau, because it's like this, it's the same boat that they have in Paris, you know, on the Seine. So that I would recommend for sure.
All right. I'm writing
Absolutely.
It down. I'm taking notes here. Well, Mike, talk to me a little bit about, you come from a family of New Yorkers that have served the city and served it well, and you kind of come by your desire to serve New York honestly. Why is it so important to you?
Well, you know, I was born in Inwood, then we lived in the Bronx, and then we, you know, the great diaspora to the nearby suburbs, but my grandfather, New York City Police, my dad's a detective, uncles were all detectives, and, you know, one of my great uncles was a Staten Island ferry captain. So I guess there is a little water connection there. And you know, I have a brother that's in the hospitality business, runs amusement parks all over the country. So
it's in your blood. It's just a part of who you are.
The hospitality business certainly is. And,
And as Ray Kelly once called me out, he said, "You left the family business," and I certainly did.
Mike Burke, okay. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. And we're going to tell everybody to go cruise those statue cruises. Thank you for being here. Coming right back, it's Radio Night.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who prides himself on family, the process of buying a home for them can be stressful. And having the right lending team in place helps ease that stress away. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about getting started. Citizens Bank customer service is second to none because every customer is their only customer. Ace and his team prioritize the New York, New Jersey metro area to give you the best rates you need. They are committed to putting our colleagues, communities, and shareholders first because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call 212-857-6687. 212-857-6687 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go rather than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, NA, NLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called Proton Therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Napa Know How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you know what makes it rain in my mouth right now just thinking about it? How about a big, fat, juicy porterhouse at Benjamin's Steakhouse? Their signature dry-aged porterhouse and all the steaks, like the delicious filet mignon, are aged 28 days. With indoor and outdoor dining in Midtown and in White Plains, you can have an intimate dinner or bring a group. They've got a prefix dinner for larger or corporate groups, and eat Benjamin's signature porterhouse with incredibly fresh seafood while sitting next to a roaring fire in the cozy White Plains location, or head to Midtown for the excitement of the city and some amazing and delicious surf and turf. How about a power lunch with a steak sandwich or lobster roll or the raw bar, calamari, salmon salad, king crab legs with your filet mignon? I'm so hungry. Benjamin Steakhouse is a cut above the rest. Go to BenjaminSteakhouse.com or call 212-297-9177.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
If I should take a notion, jump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
And it's Friday, so it should be live, right? The whole place should be hopping. That's what New York is supposed to be. It's supposed to be one big, giant nightclub that's on fire on Friday nights. Christine Nicholas is back with us. And, Christine, you know, we've had a very interesting run here because with about 18 months in our rearview mirror now, we've seen how the city has responded to a disaster that in some ways eclipsed 9/11, and I'm not saying that lightly. Far more people have died. This is a big, big deal. But we are on the upswing. We are on, hopefully, the exit from it. And I think one of the things that's going to be key to it is where does the city go from here? And you've been paying particular attention to what the mayoral candidates have been saying about New York and our need to open and restaurants and police and crime and safety and all the rest of it. What's your assessment of where we're at right now?
Well, look, I've noticed two things that the candidates, you know, are talking about that are in the positive direction now. Everybody is talking about tourism, where 8 years ago, when there was the last mayoral race, we had to beg them to talk about tourism. We had to brief them on tourism. We had to teach them about tourism. They all get it now. They know how important tourism is, 400,000 jobs, you know, 66 million visitors. I think it's a 70, you know, billion dollar economic impact. It's huge. And now that we don't have it, you're going to start seeing balancing a budget is going to be very difficult. So that's a good thing. Then the silver lining, you know, we talked earlier about the horrific shooting in Times Square, and it shouldn't take a shooting in Times Square or a shooting in Brownsville or a shooting in the Bronx. But you know what? All of a sudden, the candidates that I think have a real fighting chance of becoming mayor, they're starting to understand that this philosophical idea that they've been talking about defunding the police might be okay when you're sitting, you know, and, you know, in a college setting. But when someone gets, when a four-year-old kid gets shot and a cop grabs her and runs down the street to get her to an awaiting ambulance, you can't call a social worker to do that, okay? I mean, right. It's, you need more cops on the street. That's the only way you're going to get the guns off the street and crime will go down and people will start coming back. And even Mayor de Blasio this week said, we know what works. That's why he is adding more cops. So what for 8 years, we haven't heard that from him, right?
But now well, all of a sudden, last year in the pandemic, we heard him take cops away. So it's
right.
Kind of like,
right. I mean, they still cut the budget.
We got what we sowed.
Yeah. But they've got three classes coming out, you know, that will be graduating. And they're also adding some auxiliary cops, which, you know, will have the uniform armed. They won't be armed. But you know what? The presence alone will, I think, help. Just reduce the erratic behavior that is going on. I mean, you also have to, you know, do something about the mental illness that's just, you know, is plaguing these poor people. Nobody chooses to be homeless. Nobody chooses to have mental illness. But to just allow them to live on the street is not the humane way of dealing with them.
Well, you know, and that's what your former boss—that's what your former boss really understood. Bernie Kerik would regale me with stories of when he was Giuliani's police commissioner, and Giuliani would head home at, you know, 3 a.m. after working a very late night, and he'd see somebody on a street asleep somewhere or just out, whatever, and he'd call Kerik and he'd say, Bernie, go help him, and they'd go find that person, they'd get him to a shelter, they would do what was necessary. In other words, there was a degree of dignity
and compassion
and respect that you had to not leave that person to the elements.
Well, especially when it's in the freezing cold, and they passed a law that if I think the temperature goes below 28 degrees or so, that you cannot allow that. You need to remove them and put them into safe shelter. So, but yeah, I mean, look, the mayoral race is heating up. The primary is on June 22nd, which is almost a month away. You have 8 candidates running for mayor on the Democratic side. You have 2 on the Republican side. So last night there was a debate on New York One where it really started to focus on the differences. And then there was a surprise announcement or endorsement by the New York Times, which, you know, endorsed Catherine Garcia, who, you know, has been a career, you know, government person. She's at Department of Sanitation. She was instrumental during COVID. The mayor really made her the point person on making sure that, you know, meals gotten to the homeless, and that, you know, she was the go-to person. I've worked with her. She's very competent. But the New York Times endorsed her. So
yeah,
she was,
and
you
she's
know,
not one of the top tier people that are in all the conversations. She's not a Yang or an Adams or a Stringer.
Maybe like 4th or 5th of the 8, you know, but I think that's going to propel her. You know, now you'll probably see her coming in 3rd. And then with this ranked choice voting, you just never know how that's going to work out. It's the first time that we're doing it.
Yeah, for people that are unfamiliar with that, particularly outside the city, the way that works is, so you're not going to vote for just one person for mayor. You're going to give them your top 3 choices and you're going to rank them. And if the people that vote for number one all come in, if there's some tie between multiple candidates that finish number one, they're going to go to the number two slot and assign points and so forth. But it's going to add up to who is the most often voted for right. one and two, and I guess sometimes three, depending, because I think there's 38 candidates. So, I mean, you could conceivably have
but there's really
three contenders that are that are fighting for it. But and what it will probably prevent is the need for a runoff, which would be good from a budget standpoint.
Right. And so it's whoever gets to 50% first. Right.
Right.
So and if you didn't get to 50% in the past, there was automatically a runoff, which, you know, took months. It was usually, I think it was 8 weeks to two months later. Right. Which left everything sort of in this, you know, undecided, moribund, you know, situation, and cost millions and millions of dollars to do an election. We're also doing early voting this year. They did it last time, but it didn't really get that much attention. But they're doing early voting this year. So hopefully we'll get more people coming out to vote, because
those are the primaries. And then in November, you'll have whoever wins from the other side, Mateo or Sliwa, and they'll step up. It's interesting. Mateo has been endorsed by, I think, Mr. Jeter himself. So if you're talking about big endorsements, you know, the sanitation commissioner got the Times, but Mr. Mateo got Mr. Yankee. So, you know, and of course,
Mr. Yankee, who happens to live in Florida, though, by the way.
Well, that's so true. But, you know, we're not supposed to discuss that part of it, Christine. Right. And then, of course, Curtis is out there talking about crime and the police and what he's going to do to refund them like nobody's business. So it's going to be a very interesting next few weeks. And I hope that they will talk about tourism. I hope that they will talk about the restaurants and what we need to do to help and get businesses back open. I'm telling you, those 30 blocks I walked midweek this week, it just really took a big deflation out of my spirit that afternoon, because I thought, you know, such a nice day, and we need to be doing so much better, and I think that we'll get there. All right, when we come back, Christine's got big hot spots for your weekend. Don't go away.
Fox News Channel is the place with the voices America trusts. Greg Gutfeld.
The only energy that they have is coming from the radical side.
Tucker Carlson.
Americans would die if you defunded the police.
Sean Hannity.
Cancel culture now has permeated every single part of our society.
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The mainstream media doesn't talk about it.
Laura Ingraham.
We're going to fight for our traditional values.
And Mark Levin.
It's time for everybody to stand up and be heard.
Fox News Channel, the voices America trusts.
This is Dennis Prager, along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, behind, which is the most important thing. But you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, I'm ending the night on a crabby note. I just got a notice from my gym that said they're aware of the CDC guidance, but they're awaiting the governors to weigh in and say it's okay to take them off before they go for it. Come on, govs. What's going on here? Come on, Cuomo. Come on, Murphy. Let's do this.
You know, you raise a good point, Kevin, because I also got an email from a restaurant that I like to go to, Versa, and another restaurant. And they said, due to the CDC guidelines, we understand you don't want to wear your mask, but as you come in, you need to wear a mask, and our staff will still be wearing masks.
Yeah.
I think basically because the governor is the one that's controlling that, and they also don't want their employees to be harassed. You know, like, why are you wearing a mask? You know, like,
right.
They have to. Until the governor speaks, the state law supersedes the CDC. So hopefully there'll be more clarity.
Well, maybe we just need
week.
To pound Trenton and Albany with phone calls all weekend and say, come on, get the masks off. Anyway, Christine, it's your time to shine. Hot spots for the weekend. What should we put on the list?
Well, look, the Tenement Museum reopened. I don't know if you've ever been down there. It's 97 Orchard Street. It is it's a museum about, like, immigration. You know, we were talking about that, about Mike Burke. There's an amazing immigration museum over on Ellis Island, but this is a very small museum. They are allowing tours again, which is terrific. The other thing that we didn't get a chance to talk to with Mike Burke is the Ellis Island behind the scenes tour. I took it. You know, it's limited, so you do have to go online and get your tickets. But my gosh, the things you will see back there, you know, the infirmary and, you know, some of the it's just amazing. Both our baseball teams are away, but the New York Knicks are in town. They are playing the Charlotte Hornets. They are really on fire, the Knicks. So, and this is the last weekend before they go into the playoffs. Again, the zoos are open. I mentioned before that 75% now, so you can enjoy that. The two of New York's top hotels opened this week. The Regency, which is on Park Avenue and 61st. It is home of the Power Breakfast, run by John Tisch. The Westin in Times Square, one of the newer and bigger hotels that now has reopened. So these are really great, you know, reasons to celebrate New York.
Yeah.
And don't forget to book your Broadway tickets. Okay, they're on sale right now. Go on Broadway.com. You know, and
September's here before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and one of my meetings on Wednesday, the reason I was walking around Midtown was because I got to do a behind-the-scenes preview of the new Margaritaville that the boss himself, Mr. Buffett, is going to be opening up. I know he's not the boss. Springsteen's the boss. I can hear people yelling at me already. Stop it. Mr. Buffett's...
He's the shark. He's the parrot.
The land
head.
Shark. That's right, the parrot head. But it's going to be one of the most amazing hotels that's ever hit New York City. So that's going to be opening. They can start taking reservations there, I think, June 15th. Anyway, lots more to talk about in the weeks to come. Christine, have a great weekend, and we'll see you around.
Enjoy.
It's Kevin McCullough. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday night when Hillary's here to talk money. See you then.